Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven talking about that storm that came fast and furious yesterday and caused so much destruction across our area. Jen on the line. Jen, I know you're in Newtown. What happened? I know you guys got hit really hard last night.
Yeah, so yesterday it came out of nowhere. My animals were freaked out and the sky turned pitch black and it was so windy outside. There's about 2 trees down in our yard and my mom was out about 5 minutes from her house yesterday, couldn't go for 3 hours because the roads were completely blocked off.
Yeah, I heard that from one of our salespeople here that it took them 4 hours to get home. They had to trek across somebody's yard, past a couple down trees. They saw 4 cars under trees right on their street alone.
It's crazy. I don't know how I'm going to get to work today.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people are going to be experiencing that problem. You got to give yourself a lot of extra time because a lot of these side streets and are being blocked because of down trees, down power lines. So, you know, plan to give yourself time to look for detours and ways to get in.
Don't touch any wires. Definitely. I know it's very tempting when they're out there dancing around and sparkling like the 4th of July, but they're not your friend.
No.
No, they're not your friend.
Live
it's not
wires,
a date.
Not your friend.
Right. It's not prom season with a down wire.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Joe. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a nice day, guys.
You too. Bye. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, Anna. My name's Bridget. I'm calling in because I know a lot of the news stations, no one seems to be reporting about Duke Fairfield up by Candlewood Lake. They are in rough shape up there. I have 3 different siblings that live on all different ends of town up there, and all 3 of them have trees either on their houses, on their cars, covering their driveways. They're all blocked in. You can't get anywhere on any of the major roads up there. So just wanted to report that in.
Yeah. I mean, it's the hardest hit towns with more than 80% of people without residence. It's definitely New Fairfield, Woodbury, Oxford, Beacon Falls, Seymour, Bethany, Southbury.
All those, around that Candlewood area.
Exactly. Yep. They all got slammed. It's awful.
Oh, crazy. I hope everyone stays safe on the road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Hi, how are you? This is Kathy Marr.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thank God.
Yeah, how did you fare in the storm?
Well, I was literally pulling out of the parking lot when I saw the sky went black, and it threw me right back to 2010 when we did get hit with the storm. The tree in front of the building looked like it was going to come down, just like the last one did. The eagle on top of the landmark building took wind, but it throws you back into a level of panic. So my heart goes out to everybody who's suffering through this because we are still trying to, you know, bring the National Historic Landmark back from the tornado that hit in 10, and then it was Hurricane Irene in 11,
yep.
And then it was Superstorm Sandy in 12. So
right.
These disasters are coming, and they're coming hard.
Right. We got to keep on our toes and just doing the best we can with them.
Exactly. Where are you located again?
Yeah. What town are you in?
So the Barney Museum is in right in downtown Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2010, downtown was really ground zero for an EF1 tornado. So the dome, if folks are familiar with the historic building, literally the dome lifted and shifted. And I had our preservation engineer and architect at the museum yesterday because we're still working to stabilize it.
CNN Raven.
Hey, how are you? This is Sandy from Stratford. I just wanted to talk about the storm yesterday and my experience.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was in Northdale, unfortunately, indoors when the storm happened and got out of there and needed gas desperately. Could not find a gas station pumping gas in North Salem and came into Connecticut, which fortunately I got gas, but it took me 4 hours to get home. Route 25 in Newtown was crazy. Trees down everywhere. I went all different ways, was turned around several times. But I have to say what was most fascinating to me was, actually, it's silly to say, but the camaraderie of people that were in traffic and people talking to each other out their windows and people telling people you have to turn around, you can't get through. And especially a mother and daughter somewhere in Newtown, and I'm sorry, I don't know the names, but they gave me the directions to help me get out of there, even though I had to go the roundabout way down 58 through Fairfield to get myself home to Stratford. But, you know, the people really were very nice. About the whole situation.
I think that when these storms happen, it really does bring the community together because everybody's willing to help each other out.
It's amazing.
Down trees in my street, all the neighbors I've never met before are coming out and helping each other move it.
In Newtown, everywhere in Newtown. And, you know, there were trees that were already cut that you were able to pass. And I'm like, how did that happen so quickly? And it was just neighbors going out there and moving them out of the way to allow access for people to get through.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
How are you guys this morning?
Good. Thanks, Charles. What's going on? What was your experience yesterday with the storm?
Yeah, so I was driving back up. I just dropped off my golden retriever down at in Pennsylvania and was on my way up to our beach house in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and stopped to play golf in Brookfield, Connecticut. And it was nice and sunny and started off. First four holes, great. Till all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a tornado hit right through the golf course and two giant oak trees fell simultaneously, one after the other, in 1 foot. In front of me, 1 foot behind me, almost hitting me.
Wow.
Wow.
So needless to say, I'm used to playing in rain all the time in Florida, so didn't think much about it. Put on my rain gear, but once the wind started, I had never seen anything that strong, even down in Florida with winds like that. And a tornado to come through Connecticut, and I, you know, born and raised my whole life up there. So needless to say, it was extremely frightening, and I just wanted to share that and tell everybody. Not to mention, on top of that, it took me 8 hours after that to help the neighbors cut off all the trees because he called 911. There were lines out in the middle of the road, and they said, well, we're aware of that. But there was also gasoline going down the middle of the road due to the fact that one of the cars in the parking lot was hit. And so it was a tumultuous and scary time. I just wanted to say that with everyone and hope everyone's safe and has a blessed day.
All right, well, thank you very much for sharing your story. We're glad you're safe.
Hi, Anna. This is Mary from Shelton. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thankfully alive.
Right.
So what was your experience yesterday with the storm?
Oh, yesterday I picked up my daughter at around 3 o'clock, and then we decided to go to shopping. So we went on the TJ Maxx on Bridgeport Avenue, and I completely, I missed the warning of the tornado, and we were coming out at 5:15, and then I look at the clouds. It was like starting to, you know, go really black, and I was getting so scared. So then I remembered, like, and on the radio it played, like, at 5:15 you have like a tornado warning, and I'm trying to go back to my house. On the way, it started pouring like really, really hard, and then suddenly I heard like something like dropping on my vehicle, and it intensified, and then I figured out it was hail.
Yeah, it was crazy hail.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, with the size of a chickpea.
Yeah, they're huge.
I mean, like, I just got my car washed and waxed, complete detailing yesterday, and this is what happened. But anyway, I was praying all my way through to get to my house, and I somehow felt like I went through the eye of the storm or something. It was so terrifying, and the rain was pouring like hell, and I couldn't see anything. I was glad that I got back home.
During the last storm, I was driving back from Ridgefield to my home in Norwalk, and my daughter was in the car. And there's nothing more terrifying than when you're driving with your kid in the car and you're scared and you don't want them to know you're scared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had to like turn on my radios and I had to pull her and pray with me and let me get safe to the house.
Right. Exactly. I feel you. I know exactly what you went through. Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it and we're glad you're safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you deal with the storm?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was thinking about when you said, do the animals, like, sense it?
Yeah, earlier Raven and I were talking about it. Like, the animals, it's weird how they start acting before a big storm comes.
I had gone outside yesterday, you know, because in my area it wasn't supposed to hit till maybe 6 o'clock, and it was still really light out. But I realized, like, all the birds just, like, stopped chirping.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden. I got, like, 3 alerts outside within 30 seconds of a tornado. The sky went completely black, and it's like we didn't even have time. Like, it just started downpouring. But it's interesting because they even say that cows, like, will lay down on the ground in the fields when they sense a storm coming.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Get low.
Yeah, they get low.
Get low, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're not silly. They, you know, they know. Lay down to the ground. They're going to fly away like Twister.
Right.
It actually happened to be on yesterday during all the tornado worry.
Of course it was.
Yeah, that's just good timing.
Hi. I was just calling about the storm yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead. How'd you fare?
So I had to pick my daughter up at stores at UConn yesterday.
Oh, good call.
And by the time I helped packed and passed up and out. We didn't get out of there till almost 3:30. It took us 5 hours to get to Trumbull from Storrs, Connecticut.
You know what? That's not so bad. We've heard people like traveling just a few miles, taking like up to 4 hours because they could not find a road.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was it. We were stuck in Cheshire. We had to get off the Wilbur Cross in Cheshire, and we circled around. There's huge trees and wires. We actually had to drive over a wire, which was crazy. We stopped at a Walmart because it looked like the tornado was coming right at us. So we stopped at a Walmart and we stayed there for like a half hour to an hour. We got back on the highway and literally we sat on the Wilbur Cross for like 3 hours because there's so many trees down.
Did you get anything good at Walmart? I mean, you were there for an hour.
A poncho?
We did find a couple of good things, but scariest ride of my life. I have to say.
When I was driving in this morning on the Wilbur Cross, was still like you could see the damage. I mean, they must have been working on it for hours yesterday.
Oh.
The amount of tree limbs, guardrails that had actually been taken down by the falling trees. There were guardrails down all over the place, and there was dirt all over the road. So the flowing water really was something.
It was insane. In fact, at some point, parts of the Wilbur Cross, we actually had to go into the middle divider to get around the tree.
It's crazy.
It was crazy. Very scary.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.